Danny Chesney on Big Country 92.5 KTWB. I'm Robbie Owens. And every Monday night at 7 o'clock, it's Ask Dr. Link. And Dr. Link is once again in studio. Hello.
Well, hello, Robbie.
How are you?
I am great, thank you. How's about yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling excited about tonight. We got some great emails, and we're taking phone calls at 336-1019 for all your romantic and relationship-type questions that need to be answered by a relationship expert like Dr. Link.
I'm a pro.
Should we get to it?
Let's do it.
All right, I got an email from Mike in Sioux Falls. Mike writes, "Dear Dr. Link and Robbie." Oh, he put it in here. How sweet. Thank you. I'm not a professional, though. "My wife and I just had a baby 6 months ago. How do you get the spark back after 4 years of marriage and a new baby?"
This is a common problem with married people. Even forget the baby. Well, you shouldn't
forget it. You can't forget the baby. If it's crying, you should probably go feed it or change it or something. Yeah.
When you've been in a relationship, things can get stale. You got to make time for each other. And it's real hard with a new baby, because especially the wife, we can't leave, we can't. The kid will be okay. Find some friends, find some family, whatever. Go out for a night. And if money's really tight, have them go to the babysitter, rent a movie, do some takeout, stay at home. You need time for each other.
That is really good advice.
That really was.
That's you should get a medal or a certificate saying just how wonderful you are.
I think both, actually.
Big Country 92.5.
Keith Urban on Big Country 92.5. KTWB as we are rolling through. Ask Dr. Link. He's here. He's in studio.
Yes, I am.
Waiting for phone calls 336-1019 and your emails. It's askrobbie@ktwb.com. What do you think? Should we answer some emails?
We should.
Dr. Link, an email from Greg in Sioux Falls. "Over the weekend, I invited the woman I'm dating to come over to my place for dinner and a movie. We sat on my couch, watched the movie, and ate Thai food. And I don't know why, but I went in for our first kiss after we just finished eating. And it was great until I burped while we were making out. She made an excuse that she had to go about a half hour later, and she hasn't responded to any of my text or phone calls since. Has this ever happened to you? And have I completely ruined things with her?"
Yes, you are the only person in the history of the world that's ever happened to. Come on, are you serious? It's happened to everybody. And if she's that shallow, forget about her.
He burped while they were making out. You don't think there's a reason why she's not returning his text messages and phone calls?
Yeah, obviously there's a reason. Just lucky the burp came out of your mouth.
Oh, no. That's Tyler Farr, Redneck Crazy on Big Country 92.5 KTWB. Your phone number 336-1019 for any of your relationship or romantic questions you have for Dr. Link. Ask Dr. Link is exclusive here to the Robbie Owens Show.
As well as it should be.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Yeah. This is a highfalutin show.
Very, very. And if I ever find out what that word means.
Let's take a phone call. What do you think?
Let's do it.
Hello, KTWB.
I have a question for Dr. Link.
He is here to help you. Go ahead.
Okay, I've been seeing this guy for about 9 months. And my question is, how do I know if he's marriage material?
I put together a quiz. And here are my questions. Does he make you laugh?
Yes.
Is he mechanically inclined?
I don't think so.
Has he gotten over being a mama's boy?
Yes.
Big question here. Is he nice to his mother?
Yes.
Does he have a life independent of yours?
No.
Can you remain romantic?
Yes.
Will he buy you tampons?
That has not come up yet, so I don't know. I would hope so.
Any real man would. I mean, if I was dating you for 9 months, I would most definitely buy you any feminine products you want. Wings, non-wings, whatever. But that's just me. I'm old-fashioned that way.
Can he admit he's wrong?
Yes.
Does he compliment you in front of others?
Yes.
Will he fast dance with you?
No.
That's 7 yeses, Dr. Link.
Well, if you answered yes to 7 or more, he's definitely marriage material.
Definitely marriage material.
Yes.
All right.
70 is a passing on a bell curve.
Dr. Link helps another caller. Thank you so much for calling. Have a good night.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you now.
92.5.
KTWB.
Country 92.5 KTWB. Dr. Link is in studio taking your emails and your phone calls live on the air. It's time for another email. You ready, Dr. Link?
I am ready.
Dr. Link, emails are coming in from everywhere, even the little town of Nunda. My girlfriend and I have been going out for 6 months. Things have gotten pretty serious. Last night, she was at happy hour with her friends, and I am pretty sure she was drunk because she said, I love you, in a text message. And it's the first time she's ever said that. I just responded that she was sweet and probably hammered. I didn't know how to respond. It was in a text message and she was drinking. Should I bring it up to her? And did she actually mean it?
Well, I think a lot of times when people are drunk, they do or say what they really mean. So she probably does mean it, but don't bring it up. Because if she doesn't, then you're going to look like an idiot. And living in Nundy, you got enough problems over there.
I might add a little bit into this just real quick. I say forget it.
Just forget it.
Or get her drunk in your company and see if she says it again.
Or get her drunk in your company and see what happens.
Who's the doctor here?
I'm the doctor.
Blake Shelton, Gwen Sebastian, My Eyes on Big Country 92.5 KTWB. Ask Dr. Link's going on right now. 336-1019, your phone number. You can email us, too. It's askrobbie@ktwb.com. Dr. Link, you've helped a lot of people tonight.
Yes, I have.
It's kind of your thing.
It is my thing.
You give till it hurts.
And it hurts.
And you put a Band-Aid on it.
Yes, I do.
And then you keep giving.
I keep giving.
You fight your way through the pain.
Yeah, I'm a saint.
And you are. Very true.
That's true.
All right, this email from Peter, Sioux Falls. This summer has been great for seeing my girlfriend in her bikini. She pretty much lives in that thing. Most of the time, she just lays out in her front yard. The thing is, her bikini is really, really skimpy. And guys walking and driving by are constantly gawking at her. Now, at first, I didn't mind. But it's gotten to the point where people stop and actually stare at her. And it's a little embarrassing. I've realized that I'm not comfortable with random strangers thinking nasty things about my girlfriend. I want to be the only one to see her goods. Would it be out of line for me to tell her she can't lay out on the front lawn anymore?
Well, in order to give a great answer to that, I should drive by and check that out for professional reasons only.
Of course.
Yeah, I won't enjoy it, but being a doctor, that's what I do.
And you make house calls.
I do make house calls.
Would this be a pro bono?
Oh, yeah.
You're in Big Country, 92.5 KTWB.
Got time for one more email, Dr. Link, before you hit the road?
Yes, I do.
Here we go. All right, Dr. Link, another email. This one from Danielle from Brandon. She says, I've been seeing a guy for a few weeks, and over the weekend, we finally got down and dirty. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we didn't go all the way, but it definitely got hot and heavy. Without getting too specific, and we appreciate that, Danielle. Or we don't.
No, we don't appreciate that.
Things happened. Then, while we were cuddling afterwards, he thanked me. I know he's a polite guy, but still it made me feel cheap. Was it rude of him to thank me for doing something sexual, or was he actually thankful for it?
Well, he was thankful for it. Make no mistake about it.
All men are thankful for that, Danielle.
Let's get that perfectly clear.
Okay.